Sometimes we walked down the mountain into Montreux. There was a path went down the mountain, but it was steep, and so usually we took the road and walked down the wide, hard road between the fields, and then below between the stone walls of the vineyards, and on down between the houses of the villages along the way. There were three villages, Cherney, Fontanivant, and the other I forget. Then along the road we passed an old square-built stone chateau on a ledge on the side of the mountainside, with the terraced fields of vines, each vine tied to a stick to hold it up, the vines dry and brown and the earth ready for the snow, and the lake down below flat and gray as steel. The road went down a long grade below the chateau, and then turned to the right and went down very steeply, and paved with cobbles into Montreux. We did not know anyone in Montreux. We walked along beside the lake and saw the swans and the many gulls and terns that flew up when you came close and screamed while they looked down at the water. Out on the lake there were flocks of grebes, small and dark, and leaving trails in the water when they swam. In the town we walked along the main street and looked in the windows of the shops. There were many big hotels that were closed, but most of the shops were open and people were very glad to see us. There was a fine coiffure's place where Catherine went to have her hair done. The woman who ran it was very cheerful, and the only person we knew in Montreux. While Catherine was there, I went up to a beer place and drank dark Munich beer and read the papers. I read the Corriere della Sera and the English and American papers from Paris. All the advertisements were blacked out, supposedly to prevent communication in that way with the enemy. The papers were bad reading. Everything was going very badly everywhere. I sat in the back corner with a heavy mug of dark beer and an opened glazed paper package of pretzels and ate the pretzels for the salty flavor and the good way they made the beer taste and read about disaster. I thought Catherine would come by, but she did not come, so I hung the papers back on the rack, paid for my beer, and went up the street to look for her. The day was cold and dark and wintry, and the stone of the houses looked cold. Catherine was still in the hairdresser's shop. The woman was waving her hair. I sat in the little booth and watched. It was exciting to watch, and Catherine smiled and talked to me, and my voice was a little thick from being excited. The tongs made a pleasant clicking sound, and I could see Catherine in three mirrors, and it was pleasant and warm in the booth. Then the woman put up Catherine's hair, and Catherine looked in the mirror and changed it a little, taking out and putting in pins, then stood up. I'm sorry to have taken such a long time.
Monsieur was very interested. Were you not, monsieur?
The woman smiled.
Yes, I said.
We went out and up the street. It was cold and wintry and the wind was blowing.
Oh, darling, I love you so, I said.
Don't we have a fine time? Catherine said. Look, let's go someplace and have a beer instead of tea. It's very good for young Catherine. Keeps her small.
Young Catherine, I said, that loafer.
She's been very good, Catherine said. She makes very little trouble.
The doctor says beer will be good for me and keep her small. If you keep her small enough and she's a boy, maybe she will be a jockey.